Rikus, you're up. Go ahead and roll your attack against the flaming, smoking, but damaged fire elemental.
Rikus, the warlock of the Isles, sends his Eldritch Blast downrange at the foe. 26 total, yes!
That's a solid hit. Roll damage for both blasts.
Ha! 14 and 9, with my charming charisma bonus.
Ha ha, brilliant. Well, where the Eldritch Blast enters its body, the fire elemental sputters. Sparks, shrieks, and writhing in pain takes a step back. It's clearly injured. All right, Cece, you're next up.
Paladin and the Fallen Goth Order is going to hit that wanker with a Sword of Shadows. That's a nat 20 plus Divine Smite. Wanker's going down!
Wow, so that's 18 from your Sword of Shadows, and a crit on Divine Smite is what, with your bonus, is 20. Wow. All right, and with that, Fire Elemental explodes into pieces, fading into an ashen heap, leaving nothing but dust and smoke in its wake. And great job, guys. Great job. All right. Hey, thanks. Been a great night. I know everybody's got to go, so let's clean up real quick and hope to see you next week.
Thanks. I had an absolutely fantastic time. I'll see you next week, okay?
Hey, thanks for cleaning up. That session was insane. Man, you guys were so lucky. I mean, two nat 20s in that combat? Yeah. Between you and the other characters there, you completely obliterated all those fire elementals. And collectively, they were so many levels above your party. I mean, who needs power when you've got luck, I guess. You know, I'm really glad you decided to join our D&D group and the party. And I know sometimes it can get pretty dicey with strangers and, you know, with all the guys here, sometimes it's testosterone-driven egos. You know, so I'm really happy to see you getting along with the others and enjoying it, you know, and getting the hang of things. You know, for as long as we've known each other and shared an apartment, I guess it was, you know, only a matter of time before I got you into my D&D cult. Well, yes, it is a cult, and I am your god. Yes, hail me. You really know how to run that mouth of yours. Would be a shame to give your character another encounter with the fire elementals. I wonder if your dice would save you then. Or an evil tentacle monster encounter, perhaps? Maybe that's for a private session. Ow! Oh! I was just kidding. Ah, you're so cute when you're blushing. I mean, your half-elf might appreciate this battle. You seem to enjoy the thought of it. But we should be getting pizza for the night, right? Horror movie Fridays, that's what we agreed to, all that. Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, I'd like to order a large combo pizza, please. Yeah. All right, let's settle in for the movie.
I will feast on your soul.
Do you see now why Evil Dead is the best horror movie? I mean, it may not hold up in some places, but mixing horror and comedy, that is freaking talent. Well, the Scary Movie franchise is horror-themed comedy, which is completely different. Scream is more of a thriller, if anything. Fantastic writing, though. Favorite character for me? Sid. All the way. Dewey? He's a close second because he's a funny man-child. Can't say I'm too surprised you like Ghostface. You did mention you had a crush on Billy.
Yes, you did.
I know this because you were cooing about him the whole movie. You loved the way he talked. Like a sexy stalker. Don't deny it. I can see your lip quiver and your chest heave. Is this voice turning you on? Making your heart race? What if I get closer?
Well, that's just my interpretation, you know. Well, it's all just acting, you know. I mean, I've been doing this DM thing since I was a teenager. So I guess goofing off just kind of comes naturally. I mean, you remember the last adventure and you had the crazy goblin guy, right? Like, you guys thought that was pretty funny. You know, he was silly. And then before that, you remember that you ran into the demon head, right? Strapped to the bottom of the dungeon. So, yeah, I kind of, I don't know. I enjoy that stuff. It's silly. You know, I can't even read a Dr. Seuss book the same way. Oh. Well, yeah. You know, it's all just acting. I mean, what? What are we? We're roommates, you know. We're roommates that like to watch movies and, you know, make breakfast for each other and play D&D together. Yeah, don't mind me just being a goofball with my improvisational skills. Hey, your face is really close to mine. You're practically on top of me. Oh, did my Billy impersonation really do it for you? Are you just forcing me to be confrontational about my feelings? Hey, you know what? Just pretend I never said anything. Why? You know, because you don't think of me like that. Why would you? Whoa. So, I guess your feelings have been stewing around for a while as well? Well, yeah. Of course I like you. I have liked you for a very long time. But I never had the balls to say it. And, you know, honestly, it didn't help that I would get jealous every time you brought those guys over. Yeah, I admitted. I got jealous. I mean, it didn't help you were loud. Even when I was working with the headphones on. No. I don't hold it against you. It's beautiful. I was honestly happy for you. It, embarrassingly, it made my cock rock hard when I was, trying to fix up paperwork and, you know, write out the next adventure. Yeah. Yeah. My mind went wild with, what could have been going on behind closed doors. And I wondered if I could ever make you scream my name louder if I'd just been given the chance. Well, what would I do? Well, I'm glad you asked. First, I would make sure you were comfortable, you know? I know where your shoulders get all tight in those knots, and I'd relax you there. I'd run my fingers through your hair. I know I've watched you brush it, how gently you like it, right back here. And then I would kiss you
gently at first, and then I'd get more daring with my selfishness. Like this. Oh, this is better than I expected. I've been stealing glances at these lips in between the entire time we were watching our movies together. Well, then I would whisper all sorts of naughty, naughty things in your ear. All those things that I think you've talked about and that I figured would make you horny and aroused. Seemed to be rough delinquent this time around. As I rub my hands on you, I'd slide them lower, past your waistline, if you get me. That's a good girl. Oh, what's this? You're bucking your hips into my hand when I called you a good girl? Tell me, what do you want me to say? Say it loud and proud as I cup that hot little box of yours. Tell me you want my fingers inside of you. Ooh. Good girl. Oh, yes. So wet. Wow. Oh. I knew I should have taken you earlier. Your innocent but wanton eyes told me everything. Especially when you'd prance around in nothing but boxers and a tank top. Fuck. That made me so hard. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to bend you over the kitchen counter, spread that pussy, and fuck you right there on the counter. Oh, are you getting close? Yes. Good girl. Now, beg me. Beg me to come. Oh, so hot when you say that. Again, beg me some more. Yes. Yes. Ask for permission. Ooh. Good girl. Naughty girl. You can't come unless I tell you to come. Oh. Don't pout, sweetheart. You'll get to come soon. It's just my cock needs to be inside of you when you do. You are so cute when you cry out for me, and it turns me on. Who knew you could be such a cock-hungry slut? Now, you see this? Feel how hard that is for you? Yes. Now, beg me to fuck you. Louder. Louder. Ooh. Good girl. Good girl. Now, beg me to rearrange your insides. Ooh. I like how that sounds. And beg for my cum. Say it again. Ooh, there's my good, good, good little girl. Oh. Who knew you were such a cum slut this whole time? All right. Yes, bread. Fuck. Your pussy is so wet and so tight. Ooh, you like this. This cock in you. You wanting it in you so badly. Yes. You wanting to be treated like a dirty little whore. Yes. Ooh. Yes. I could hear your moans on those lonely nights. Aching to be filled with this proper cock. Now look at you. Filled full all the way to the brim with my cock. And you're loving every second of it. Oh, so beautiful. Such a good girl, yes. Do you like the way I thrust into you? How I have my way with your tight little pussy. As my cock stretches you open. Have you ever felt more full in your life? Yes. Oh, fuck. You're so good. Oh, yes. You like that? Oh, good girl? Yes. Good girl now. Good girls come on me. Come all over me. They come on my cock. Be a good girl. Come on my cock. I want to feel you spasm. I want to feel this cunt pulse all over me. Oh, you're making me so wet. Oh, you're so fucking tight. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. It's on my balls. Oh, so wet. So good. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Yes, sweetheart. Keep giving me your cum. Do it some more. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. I'm not gonna stop till I come inside of you. Go ahead, have another one. Yes, yes, I'm getting hard. Means I'm getting close. Yes, keep telling me you want my cum. Beg for my hot load to fill you up. You want to feel my cock twitch inside of that sensitive little orgasmic pussy, huh? Come on, sweetheart. Fucking beg. You're my good, good, fuck toy. Wow. no idea you had such a beautiful, beautiful pussy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me lay down here beside you. Oh, yeah. Are you okay? Did you have a good time? Oh, well, I could tell. I felt like I was hitting all the right places. Yeah, hey, come here, come lay on me. Come here, my little cuddle bug. Yeah, I know I'm sweaty. I was pounding you so powerfully, like the mighty and virile man. Oh, yeah, sorry. You're sweaty, too. yeah, sweat's not the only juices we just mixed. oh, I know you love it. So, does this mean we're, oh, yes. Yes, I am so glad. Well, I'll have as much fun as, you are. I can't wait to make you happy again. Tomorrow?